An update on the status of Oklahoma's pending immigration law. Details on proposed legislation that changes the voting process. And leadership roles for the state's congressional delegation. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, January 27th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The U.S. Department of Justice is reconsidering its lawsuit against Oklahoma's sweeping immigration law, House Bill 4156. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us State Attorney General Gentner Drummond says he's hopeful the law will soon be enforced.
Passed into law by the state legislature last year, House Bill 4156 criminalizes anyone in Oklahoma without a legal immigration status, punishable by fines, jail time, and felony charges for repeat offenders. It's been stuck in court since the Department of Justice under former President Biden sued Oklahoma for overstepping federal authority over immigration policy. But the DOJ has had a shakeup, like many federal agencies under a second Trump administration. One attorney fighting the state in the case dropped out earlier this month because he left the Justice Department altogether. Over the weekend, State Attorney General Gentner Drummond pointed to Trump's January 20th proclamation guaranteeing states protection against invasion as the reason for the Justice Department's reevaluation of their lawsuit. Drummond says he welcomes another look at the case and is encouraged the law will soon take effect. I'm Lionel Ramos.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters says his agency would let ICE agents into schools to collect children whose parents are being deported. State Impact's Beth Wallace has that story.
In an interview with KOCO 5 News that aired Thursday, Walters touts a proposed administrative rule requiring schools to count students who do not provide citizenship documentation and send that list to the State Department. And on Trump's deportation executive orders, Walters says Oklahoma will work with Trump.
We will make sure that he has the information he needs, any support he needs on enforcing those policies, we will happily assist as well.
Friday afternoon, Walters doubled down in a press release, saying, quote, "They want us to explain why we'd let ICE agents into schools. The answer is simple. We want to ensure that deported parents are reconnected with their children and keep families together." For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State lawmakers are expected to consider multiple ways to change the voting process this legislative session. Abigail Sikowski has details.
A variety of bills filed for Oklahoma's 2025 legislative session could change how people vote. After long lines during early voting in November, two Democratic senators have filed bills extending the early voting period. Early voting in Oklahoma can currently last up to 4 days, but many other states offer over a week. Two Republican lawmakers have submitted bills requiring voters to present photo IDs at the polls. Currently, Oklahomans can use their voter ID cards, which don't have photos. The bills are similar to a measure that died last year. The drafts come after Oklahoma voters supported amending the state constitution to clarify that only U.S. citizens can vote. Some officials see photo IDs as a way to prevent non-citizen voting. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Members of the Oklahoma Congressional Delegation have new leadership appointments for the latest Congress. Anna Pope reports on their committee assignments.
Representative Frank Lucas is returning to leadership in the House Committee on Agriculture. He's now chairing the Conservation Research and Biotechnology Subcommittee. He's also leading the House Financial Services Committee's new Economic Task Force, a role he says he is honored to have in hopes of finding opportunities for meaningful reform. Representative Stephanie Bice has been tapped to chair the Modernization and Innovation Subcommittee within the larger House Administration Committee, and will also serve in the House Appropriations Committee as the vice chair of the Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development and Related Agencies Subcommittee. Representative Tom Cole is continuing his role as the House Appropriations Committee's chair. Senator James Lankford is again chairing the Senate Select Ethics Committee after serving as its vice chair. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.